at all this. There's enough saccharin in here to kill a rat patrol.
I know. I just can't decide whether I'd rather be fat or sterile.
Julia, you sure are going to an awful lot of trouble just because Payne's bringing a girl home from college.
Well, I'm the one who insisted that he bring her, so I want to have everything perfect. What I want to know is, how come you're so interested in meeting this girl? I mean, Payne's had girlfriends before.
Right, you're acting awful tight-lipped about this. What's going on? Somebody pregnant?
You know, Suzanne, sometimes you can be so crass. There is nothing going on. I just think Payne seems a little more serious this time. I mean, they're together day and night. Well, maybe not night.
Right. If I were you, Julia, I'd just be glad he's interested in women at all.
And just what is that supposed to mean?
Well, you know how overbearing you can be. I was always worried, him being an only child and you being his mother. He could quite easily have grown up to be a homosexual.
Suzanne, why don't you go in the storeroom and see if you can't find something sharp to impale yourself on?
I was just making an observation. Also, it doesn't help that Payne is a homosexual name.
Payne happens to be the name of our maternal great-grandfather.
Suzanne, where do you get this stuff? There is no such thing as a homosexual name.
How can you guys be in the decorating business and not notice these things? Payne is most certainly a homosexual name. So are Daryl, Wade, Tommy, Peter, and Dennis.
Oh, what are the heterosexual names?
Chester and Ralph.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Julia, you don't actually mind Payne having a girlfriend, do you? I mean, after all, he is in college.
Of course I don't mind. I just want to have a look at her. I know he's 19 years old, but as far as I'm concerned, he's still a baby.
No, he's not.
Not what?
A baby. I mean, look at Jerry Lee Lewis. He married his cousin at 13.
You're right, Charlene. I don't know why, before taking a major life step, I sometimes forget to stop and ask myself, Julia, wait a minute, is this something Jerry Lee Lewis would do?
Oh, come on, you know what I mean. Norval and Dot Frazier got married at 17 and 15.
Who are Norval and Dot Frazier?
My parents.
Oh, well, no wonder. That's a whole different thing. Your people are like in Coal Miner's Daughter. I mean, everybody gets married right out of junior high.
How do you know what my people are like?
Come on, I saw Deliverance. Anyway, look at their names, Norval and Dot.
You saying my parents are homosexuals, too?
Not homosexual, silly. Hicks.
I can't stand it, I can't stand it, I can't stand it.
You don't have to blame me just because you're afraid of having your baby stolen by another female.
Well, I know how she feels. They grow up so fast. Quint's only 5, but he's getting the facts of life in kindergarten. He came home the other day with this story some little girl had told him about how if one person sees another person naked, then that person has to marry them.
Well, it's always been my policy.
And I know the day will come when he's going to want some other woman to lay out his clothes for him. Fill up his little wading pool. Put the Fruit Loops into his cereal bowl and it's just gonna kill me.
Sometimes I lie awake at night just thinking about all the women out there waiting to get their hands on our sons.
This is incredible. I can't believe I'm listening to the two big feminists who are always tearing down double standards. Women can have sex and play around, do anything men can do.
That's right. They just don't want one of these liberated females getting hold of their sons. Right, ladies?
Right. Someday when you all have a son, you will understand. I mean, look, I absolutely adore our sex, but let's face it, some of us are scum. Julia, we're all getting ready to go. Is there anything else we can do to help?
No, thanks. I think everything is under control. I changed the bed in the guest room, put a ham in the oven.
What time are they supposed to be here?
Just any second now. You know, I was thinking upstairs. I'm actually looking forward to this. I mean, what if Payne is serious about this girl? He's a mature kid, and I'm sure he would choose somebody wonderful.
Yeah, I'll bet she has long blonde hair pulled back in those barrettes and a little sweater with a Ralph Lauren lace collar and a plaid pleated skirt and maybe knee socks with a pattern at the side, an 80-pie sorority pin and maybe saddle
shoes.
All right,
Charlie. I get the picture.
Anybody home?
Get in here. I was starting to get worried about you.
Oh, you should know better than to do that. Mary Jo, how you doing?
I'm great. Don't you look handsome?
Oh. Charlene, how are you?
Oh, doesn't he, though? Oh, look at this. His hair's getting so long. I like the way you got it cut. You like that, Julia?
Come on, girls. He's my nephews. Get your hands off.
I want my hug.
Hello. I'm Primrose Horton. You must be Payne's mother.
Hello. You must be Payne's girlfriend's mother.
No, I'm Payne's girlfriend. I don't have any children.
I see. So, you decided to steal mine.
Mother? Payne told me you have a wonderful sense of humor.
Yes, and I'm afraid he's testing it.
Okay, I give up. What's the joke?
There is no joke, Mother. Primmy is my girl.
Well, what do you know about that? Here, let me take your coat. I want you to be very comfortable in here and to remember my house is your house.
Thank you. Payne, darling, why don't you take the bags up to our room?
Over my dead body.
Okay, Mother. Why don't we just get straight to the point? You don't like her, do you?
What makes you say that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because every time she tried talking to you during dinner, you fell to your hands and knees and started coughing. And by the way, you do not look attractive smoking Dad's pipe.
It's just something I've been wanting to try. Anyway, Payne, you know I'm not about to let you sleep with someone you're not married to while you're under my roof.
Look, that was out of the blue. I didn't know Primmy was gonna suggest that. She happens to be very liberated.
Darling, I'm afraid you have liberated confused with uncouth.
What could you possibly have against her? Is it her age?
Well, she is a little long in the tooth.
She's 34.
Maybe in dog years.
Oh, nice talk.
I just cannot believe that you really thought I wouldn't mind your being involved with somebody this old.
Mother, you seem to forget that you're not the one who's having the relationship here. I am, and Primmy happens to be teaching me a lot.
About what?
About life. About everything.
Is it against some law for a professor to be dating her own student?
I'm not in Primmy's class. Anyway, I happen to know somebody else who dated a much older woman, said it put him in good stead for the rest of his life.
Who?
Dad. It was long before I met you.
I don't believe that. He never told me that.
Well, he didn't tell you everything. We had a lot of good talks.
Such as?
Such as? He said, son, if you can find someone who can give you half the sex life your mother and I have had, then you're in for one of the finest things in life.
Well, he shouldn't have told you that.
Well, he did.
What else did he say?
He said, just don't get all your ideas about men and women from your mother or you'll be completely fouled up.
That sounds more like him. You know, Payne, sometimes late at night, I put on your daddy's old tapes. I miss him so much, I think I can't make it through another day.
I know, Mother. I miss him, too.
I'm so glad I can see him in your face. Times like this, I always wonder what he'd want me to do.
I think he'd want you to lay off.
And then I remember his dying words. Don't let Payne marry an old woman.
I don't think so, Mother.
Well, it was worth a try.
Would you believe that Primrose person? Payne, darling, would you take the bags up to our room?
Boy, I bet some feathers flew over here last night. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall.
Suzanne, I'm glad you're getting such a kick out of this. As Payne's aunt, I would think you might be a little more concerned.
If I were you, I wouldn't make a big deal out of this.
Well, you're not me, Suzanne. And furthermore, I would not be interested in advice on raising children from a person who returned a poodle to a pet store because it wouldn't do the cha-cha on its hind legs.
Where's your house guest?
Upstairs, taking her morning bath. It's not just a bath. It's her morning bath. She is so dramatic. You know the type.
Julia! Oh, hello. I'm sorry to disturb you. I was wondering if you might have some lavender for my bath.
No, but I've got some 20 Mule Team Borax.
So you don't have any lavender?
Gee, I'm so sorry. I ran out last night. You know, I was going to get out of bed and run down to the 7-Eleven to get some, but then I thought, oh, why not just risk it?
I'll make do.
You don't have to be so openly hostile, Julia.
Well, I can't help it. She gets on my nerves, and she snores. I went into her room last night to take her a blanket, and she was sawing lumber like you can't believe.
Well, maybe she still has her adenoid.
No, no. This was snoring like old people do. I don't know. It might even have been a death rattle.
Wishful thinking. Oh, get serious, Julia. She's certainly not over 40.
41.
How do you know that?
I looked at her driver's license.
She told the truth on her driver's license?
Yes. Height, weight, everything.
She's not only old, she's stupid.
Well, what's the matter with that? I give my correct age and weight on my driver's license. It's the law.
That's true. She still has all the little tags on her pillows, too. Anyway, Julia, maybe this Primmy, whatever her name is, isn't exactly what you had in mind, but, I mean, maybe you should give her a chance.
I just don't understand why all of you are acting as if this is nothing. I mean, Charlene, you have ranted and raved for weeks about how they brought Bobby Ewing back. But let my son bring home Grandma Moses, and you could care less.
Now, Julia, you know that's not true. I'm on your side.
Hello again. I decided to forego the bath. It's just not the same. Hope you don't mind if I join you. Pain is still sleeping. I guess those midterm exams just did him in. Anyway, I can't do my hair until he gets up. He loves to braid it for me.
Oh, my. Isn't that courteous? Tell me, how do you like our little business here, Prissy?
It's Primmy.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. You know, I keep having so much trouble with that. How about if I just call you, hey, you? I guess you don't get my sense of humor.
On the contrary, I think I do.
Primmy, could I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, that would be delicious. Maybe with just a touch of anisette, if you have any.
No, I got a couple of sticks of licorice in my purse.
Tell me, I'm just dying to know, how did you and Payne meet?
Well, actually, it's an incredible story. I happen to be a huge fan of Lord Byron. Even if I'm teaching the Elizabethan period and it has absolutely no relevance, I will just force him in there.
Well, that is an incredible story. Now, I think we should all get to work.
I wasn't finished.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me to go on.
Where was I?
Forcing Lord Byron.
Oh, yes. Anyway, I'm walking across campus one day with a close personal friend, and suddenly I see this beautiful young man coming toward us, the sun illuminating his hair like golden fleece. And just as I catch a fleeting glimpse of his Romanesque profile, it hits me like a thunderbolt that this could be Byron reincarnated. I introduce myself, only to discover his name is Payne. Oh, what a magnificent name. It must have been in your family for generations.
Actually, I named him Payne because I was in labor for 2.5 days.
To me, Payne looks like just any other kid in cutoffs and sneakers.
A knave so golden his hyacinth beauty lays low the oxen's burden. He stepped from the tarnished ruins of a Grecian urn and laid his bounty upon my grateful breast.
I think that's paying to a T. What do you think, Julia?
I think you're full of crap.
Well, you held it in as long as you could.
Primmy's just finishing packing. I thought I'd say goodbye.
Well, darling, I suppose I've loused things up. I just want you to know I'm really going to try to do better.
Oh, Mother, don't repress yourself too much. I don't want you to have a stroke or anything.
Payne, I'm sorry if you think I get in your life too much. It's a sickness I caught when you were born. You know, you're the first thing that ever intimidated me. I didn't know anything about babies, certainly not about boys. And I still remember everybody watching through that hospital nursery window while I stood there with your little sweater and booties in my hands praying, "Dear God, please let me get these shoes on right or they'll never let me take him home with me." Now you're grown. And my head never touches the pillow at night that I don't say, "Thank you, God, for giving me this most wonderful son."
Mother, you're killing me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope I'm not interrupting. Payne, darling, everything can go down now. Do you mind if I have a word with your mother alone?
Haven't you two had enough?
Payne, please.
All right. I'll be downstairs.
Look, you've made it more than apparent how you feel about me. Now I'd like you to know how I feel about you.
All right.
I think you're pompous, insufferable, narrow-minded, and overbearing. You are also the worst kind of mother, clinging and manipulative. And I'm warning you, if you push me too hard, I'll fix it so you don't see him at all.
Are you finished?
No, not quite. My age seems to be of great concern to you.
Frankly, I'm much more concerned right now about a telephone call I made this morning to a friend of mine who teaches at the university. According to her, you have yourself one of these little flings every fall, and it's always with somebody about 20 years old. Maybe you have a little problem.
I don't have a problem. I'm having a wonderful time.
Well, I think he might be taking this just a little bit more seriously than you are. So you have another think coming if you think that I am going to stand idly by while you use my son for your temporary enjoyment.
Oh, just exactly what do you mean?
I mean, we're going to take this to the woodshed, and one of us is not going to come back alive.
It's all right, Mother. I know all about Primmy's fall flings.
You do?
Sure. It's stuff campus legends are made of. I just wanted to check it out for myself.
Payne, are you denying our feelings for each other?
No. I'm just saying that there are two people in this room who love me, and one of them isn't you. Now let's give old Payne a little credit for knowing that.
Well, for one, think
you
should
be quiet, Mother. I'm not finished with Primmy. You called my mother overbearing. Maybe. Clinging, no. She's always kicked my butt to be independent and to think for myself. Otherwise, I wouldn't be going out with a 41-year-old woman. In fact, you should thank my mother for making all of this possible. Just one more thing. I believe you mentioned to her that you might arrange it that she doesn't see me again. get this straight. Nobody comes between me and my family. Not now, not ever.
You seem to be making a choice here. Maybe I'll just catch the bus back.
Well, then you'll be making that choice. I'm just telling you how it is.
Oh. Well. Since you put it that way, then I'll wait for you in the car.
Why don't you do that?
Don't be too long.
You know something? I'm awfully proud of you.
I love you, Mother. Let her get going.
It's a shame you can't stay longer. Y'all sent us a postcard.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Drop us a line if you find somebody your own age.
You are so strong, so in charge. I love the way that one little vein pops out on your neck like that. It's just like your father.
Okay, Mother, I'll call you later in the week. Goodbye.
Bye.
This is just like the ending of the Love Boat. I feel like Captain Steubing, seeing everybody off.
Okay, girls, let's hug him to death. We gotta make it last till next time.
Yeah!
Oh, I can't believe our baby boy going back to college.
Goodbye. Don't you let her work you too hard.
Oh, well, just a minute, mister. Before you go, just tell me one thing.
What's that?
How'd you find out she was 41?
I looked on her driver's license.
That's my boy.